Some maple sugar makers say sap runs through their veins. It may be just an expression, but sugaring does seem to be in the blood of the Osborne brothers. As VPR's Amy Noyes reports, they are still working in the family's Ferdinand Woods that took the lives of two Osborne patriarchs.
While the snowbanks are receding in many parts of the state, they're still measuring the snowpack in feet in much of the Northeast Kingdom. In Ferdinand, sugarmaker John Osborne straps on snowshoes to go check on his sap lines. Although the lines were strung about 4 feet off the ground, there are places where the plastic tubing is still buried in the snow. He's got to clear the snow from around the lines so the sap doesn't freeze on its way to the sugar house.
Just try and pack it down. Let the sun hit it. Keep it from freezing.
He admits this wouldn't be an issue if they were tapping trees with buckets. But Osborne Family Maple isn't just a backyard operation. They tap 4,000 trees on 45 acres. And John Osborne says snow is not the only obstacle nature throws at them.
We spend a lot of time maintaining the pipeline. Every time we get a big wind event, trees come down, moose could go through, wipe out lines. Bears, coyotes, squirrels, everybody's chewing on the lines all the time. So it's a never-ending battle to keep the pipeline system intact and good vacuum going.
But he's not complaining. For John and his brother Troy, this is a labor of love. They're taking time off work to be here in these woods for days, or maybe even weeks. They grew up in Island Pond, where Troy still lives, but John is raising his family in Elmore, an hour and a half of frost heaves and muddy potholes away.
It could be here for weeks on end, depending on how the weather goes. So far, it's only been a couple of days here and there, but I came prepared this time with plenty of clean socks and underwear, so I could be here for the duration at this point.
This is their 11th season sugaring, but Troy says his family's relationship to this land goes back generations.
Our great-grandfather, Harry Osborne, apparently won it in a poker game back in the mid-40s, late 40s, and it was just used for hunting and whatnot.
Harry's sons eventually built a hunting camp on the property. That stood until this generation of Osborne brothers built a new camp in the 90s.
Because the squirrels had taken over the other one
and
the porcupines and whatever else.
It was about a decade later when their father, Gary, came up with a new plan for the woods, sugaring. John says at first his dad was thinking of it as a retirement hobby. For over 35 years, he worked as a federal officer on the border, and he was ready to dust off his UVM forestry degree and get to work in the woods.
I said, well, what do you have in mind, Dad? And he said, you know, we could have a couple, 300 taps here, no problem. It'd be a fun hobby. And I said, Dad, I have enough hobbies that I don't have enough time to do right now. I said, if we're going to do it, let's, you know, scale it up and see what we can do.
Troy, who's a builder and an architect, took the lead on building the sugar house, where all those sap lines now flow, as John explains.
All 45 acres come into this corner of the sugar house, into the releaser. We'll go in there and follow it through the system.
Inside is where the sap is boiled down into golden organic syrup, which the Osbornes sell in distinctive glass bottles printed with an image of their father, Gary, and mother, Janet, standing in front of the sugar house.
It's just a tribute to my dad and the vision he had here and the hard work that he put in here. And it's just heartbreaking that he only got to enjoy the fruits of that labor for 2 years.
2 years, because at the tail end of their second season in April 2010, tragedy struck.
We were going to pull taps that day, and my brother and he were cutting some big yellow birch logs, and unfortunately he was in the wrong spot, and had one land on him and didn't survive.
Gary Osborne was rushed to North Country Hospital, nearly an hour away, but died of his injuries. John says Gary died on the same property where his own father died from an accident while cutting firewood. And that's part of what keeps him coming back.
So we have a history up here. It's a special place to me. That makes it even that much more special. Given a choice, I would just soon die up here in these woods as in a hospital or a nursing home, and who knows what'll happen, but hopefully I have many more years.
This year, if the weather forecast holds true, the Osborne brothers are in for some long, lonely hours on their family's land in Ferdinand in April. But John says his mother will likely stop by to make sure they're doing it right. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.